In her annual speech on the state of education, Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster promised an extra $1.5 million for special needs. Federal funds are being shifted for those students who don't qualify for state dollars.
Although this money is limited and it just begins to address the issue, I am making funds available for classrooms serving our neediest children.
Burmaster preached to the choir by taking a verbal swipe at President Bush's plan to boost teacher-student standards and punish failing schools. She called the federal reform effort No Child Left Untested. Despite what she referred to as broken promises of adequate funding, the superintendent called on state educators to support No Child Left Behind. Burmaster also called for more parental and community involvement in the 11 districts identified for improvement under the federal law.
There are some who may want to take the easy way out and label these failing schools. But they will only be failing schools if those same people decide to sit on the sidelines and choose not to be a part of the solution.
Burmaster also told school administrators that education can help cure the state's anemic economy. However, Republicans and Democrats disagree on the best remedy.
Our common ground is the need for economic growth in our state. And by focusing on this common ground, business, labor, and education can reach the higher ground of finding solutions to school finance and taxation.
Public schools did not get two-thirds state funding in one of the tightest budgets ever. But so far, educators have managed to hold at bay a Republican plan limiting school and other local spending. There's likely to be more political battles when lawmakers and educators try to permanently change how schools are funded. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.